Hello, I'm BL Allison, and this is one of seven in this series on the soul and personality expressions. Today I'm looking at race six soul and its six personality expressions. And remember that we're only looking at six personality expressions because we're not looking at the race six soul, race six personality, which DK tells us is highly unlikely. So as we've seen and heard today, I've mentioned it several times, the personality and the soul must learn to adjust to one another. In the life of that spiritually minded person, we have a long period where these two rays are locked in conflict and are not functioning on a cooperative basis. But we want to look at the ideal where the soul and personality wake cooperate in full harmony with the personality race subordinating itself to the soul. So that's going to be my focus mostly. So simply knowing your soul and personality ray is not enough. You must know how to use those energies in the best possible way, often through the use of creative imagination. Ideal methods for expressing your ray qualities can then be discovered. Try them out. Apply them to your life situation. Observe and determine where you have to exceed in applying them and where you might have failed. So Hercules, the Buddha, and the Christ, they all had the sixth and second rays as controlling factors, DK tells us, with idealism, love, wisdom, plus ray one will working out in their divine power. Hercules, the sun god, he had a first ray soul, a second ray personality, and a sixth ray astral body. These carried him through all the trials and the labors of the disciple. The Buddha had a second ray soul, a first ray personality, and a highly unusual sixth ray mind. The Christ had a second ray soul, a sixth ray personality, plus a first ray mind. They all embodied the essences of the spiritual life and set their seal upon history and the hearts of men, largely through the potency of their ray six expression. They embodied the new spiritual impulse which their day and age required. So ray six is the ray of devotion and abstract idealism. An aspirant or disciple would exhibit the strengths of this ray, such as intense devotion, unshakable faith and loyalty. They have humility, tenderness, and intuition. And they have the power to envision the goal and to inspire and persuade. The word of power for ray six: the highest light controls. With type A, devotion and passive openness to guidance is emphasized. This type of ray six is quite passive, tranquil, and receptive. It regards itself as a recipient and open to the influence and devotion that flows from the object of its devotion. There's a pronounced waiting to be filled, and the attitude is more quiet than aggressive. There's much about this type that suggests the second ray of love and wisdom, except that the focus will be narrower and more specific here. It is overall a very gentle influence, and it characterizes those who devoutly cherish someone or something. With type B, fiery aspiration and militant idealism is emphasized. Type B is fiery. Type A, watery. The emphasis is on going for what one wants rather than waiting for it to arrive. There's still plenty of devotion here, but it's also that fiery zeal that keeps the individual of this type constantly and one-pointedly striving to attain his highest ideal or the object of his devotion. Type B is altogether less quiet, and it's far more violent and aggressive. So, you might be a racic soul if you strongly feel spiritual idealism. You have profound mysticism and sensitivity to higher worlds. You are impelled to engage in battle for worthy causes or ideals. You exhibit unalterable loyalty and irrepressible faith. You have a one-pointed focus leading to spiritual accomplishment and the power to destroy anything preventing that realization. Vocations of race six are positions where one must totally believe in what it is that you're doing. Religious work, all forms of promotion, causes or activism, charity work, that kind of thing. And here's a quote from the Dalai Lama that seems very race six to me. In the practice of tolerance, one's enemy is the best teacher. All right, so let's start with the Ray 6 soul versus the Ray 1 personality. So it's a struggle here between the soul's spiritual need to sacrifice oneself totally, devotedly, and without reservation, counteracted by a Ray 1 personality's view of the world's most important person who must have his own way at any cost, including the sacrifice of his highest ideals. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual idealism versus the love of personal power, passionate yearning for the divine versus proud self-satisfaction, unalterable loyalty versus arrogant expectation of loyalty from others. So it's the task of the Ray 6 soul to induce humility and self-sacrifice in the consciousness of the first Ray personality. The soul has a truer sense of perspective. It comprehends the vastness of the plan and the tininess of the personality's role. The personality only sees things egotistically, trying to preserve its little kingdom. The soul tries to inspire the personality to see that each tiny entity revolves around a still greater entity and to lift his gaze towards that higher center. At length, the personality learns the meaning of humility. It must recognize its place in something much bigger than the isolated self. It must feel the yearning for that wholeness in order to find the transcendent greatness. With Ray 6, we're ultimately working towards achieving restraint. And with Ray 1, we're ultimately working towards achieving inclusion. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the loving and inclusive attitude of the outer man, which complements the will of the inner man to restrain himself from all aimless quests and instead quest only after the essence of divine love. So idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed with great strength and endurance and fearlessly. Personal fortitude serves the achievement of passionately held conviction and ideals. self-surrender and self-sacrifice, master the tendency to self-aggrandizement. Self-abnegation masters personal pride. The soul suffuses the often resistant personality with devoted love. Utter devotion to a cause masters self-importance. Devoted attachment is seen to be more important than aloofness and detachment. The ideal is seen to be more important than the one who achieves it. The ideal is the joyous and spontaneous sacrifice of the powerful personal self to that which is greater than self. Some examples, the Master Jesus, he was the fiery sixth ray initiate. John the Baptist, the prophet, heralding the coming of the Messiah. They're both here. Joan of Arc, mystical visionary and military captain, a French heroine during the final phases of the Hundred Years' War with England. And Martin Luther King Jr., an eloquent Baptist minister who led the first civil rights movements in the United States. All right, the Ray 6 soul versus the Ray 2 personality. So here is a struggle between the soul's spiritual need to be devoted to high ideals at any cost and the personality's desire for the warm comforts of love and learning, often achieved at the expense of high and demanding ideals. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual ardor versus personal ease and comfort, intensity of love versus broad superficial affection, instant mobilization for necessary action versus overly absorbed in study and loath to take action. So it's the task of the soul to arouse that Ray 2 personality to more strenuous effort in the cause of attainment. The soul is motivated by spiritual extremism. The personality dislikes any kind of stress. The urging soul faces a personality who would rather take it easy, proceed gradually, and above all else, doesn't want to disrupt its warm and close attachments. Slowly, the soul infuses the personality with a glorious vision of a path leading to heights that can only be attained if the personality bestirs itself and lets go of the near and the dear. So the goal of restraint is working here with the goal of centralization of Ray 6. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the quiet and peaceful centralization of the personality, which complements the determination of the inner man to restrain himself from pursuing anything but that which is of the highest spiritual value. Idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed sweetly, slowly, considerately, and in a kind manner. Intensity of belief and conviction master the desire not to push others, the desire to be loved, and the desire for personal comfort. Personal kindness and serenity, the considerate go-slow approach, serve the fulfillment of cherished ideals. Passion for the right masters a well-meaning but ill-advised, indiscriminate tolerance. A passion for the ideal comes first, but there is a real feeling for the people and a wish to see them not suffer, even though the fulfillment of the ideal may require suffering. And here are some examples. George Fox, founder of the Quakers, and Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States. He was an idealist with an unusually warm, friendly, and pleasing persona. And of course, he was also an actor. Okay, on to Ray 6 soul and a Ray 3 personality. So it's a struggle between the soul's spiritual need for transcendent union with divinity that's achieved through faith and ardent aspiration, and that Ray 3 personality's desire to manipulate the three worlds of human evolution through the power of intellectual reasoning, almost invariably at the expense of the mystical life. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits: spiritual earnestness versus calculated and premeditated insincerity, high-minded honesty versus devious manipulation for personal advantage, one-pointed focus leading to spiritual accomplishment versus scattered thought and activities that are dissipating the energy. So it's the task of the Ray 6 soul to show that Ray 3 personality the limitations of reasoning. When consciousness is identified with a soul, it is possessed by aspiration for mystical transcendence. With this combination of rays, the soul is faced with a personality who is preoccupied with mental processes, but as long as it's absorbed in hyperactive thinking and doing, it will not be able to participate in mystical exaltation. The soul seeks to impress the personality with the need to cease the incessant activities long enough to catch a glimpse of that transcendent vision. Gradually, the personality begins to sense that for all its many activities, it is really getting nowhere. While it is extremely difficult for the third ray personality to simplify its life, it does so. Instead of running in many directions in pursuit of many objectives, it begins to walk the straight and narrow in pursuit of one objective, the transcendent vision as presented by the soul. So the Ray 6 goal of restraint is working here with the Ray 6's goal, Ray 3's goal of stillness. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the stillness of the outer man, which complements the determination of the inner man to restrain himself from pursuing anything but that which is of the highest spiritual value. Idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed intelligently, resourcefully, and cleverly. The sense of righteousness and the purity of motive master expediency and moral irresponsibility. The ability to plan and actively execute plans serve the ideal to which one is devoted. Sincerity and simplicity master deviousness and complexity. The love of religion masters the love of business. This is a person who can find endless reasons to justify his faith, but faith comes first and reason second. The individual may be a businessman who lays his proceeds upon the altar of his church. An individual capable of finding a multitude and ingenious ways to promote his beliefs and his convictions. Examples: Bob Dylan, songwriter, poet, idealistic protester. Richard Viguerie. He was an ideological militant, and a direct mail specialist for conservative causes. And then Zig Ziglar, born again business executive with the flair for the promotion of positive thinking. And I love this quote here. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Okay, on to a race six soul versus a ray four personality. So it's a struggle between the ray six soul's spiritual need to follow that highest ideal with unswerving devotion and the personality's desire to achieve peace and harmony at all cost, even if one's ideals must be compromised. Other soul qualities versus personality traits include soul-inspired loyalty to lofty causes versus divided loyalties and inconstancy. Serenity of assured faith versus constant personal turmoil and crises. Single-minded fulfillment of duty versus capriciousness and irresponsibility. So it's the task of the sixth ray soul to assist that ray four personality to end its perpetual internal and external ambivalences and focus its aspiration upon a single magnetic point. For the soul, there is always one thing as the object of greatest worth. The fourth ray personality, however, can rarely decide to pursue an objective single-mindedly. When it does, it quickly reverses its position. The soul's greatest weapon is its capacity to inspire enthusiasm, so the personality becomes enamored of new and lofty possibilities and stops wasting its energy in useless conflicts. The personality needs to harmonize its energies so it can move forward towards that single objective placed in its line of vision by the soul. Eventually, the personality realizes the futility of human living, no matter how vibrant, exciting, and colorful, when it is disconnected from a sense of the ideal human, with transcendent godlike qualities living in an ideal environment. The value of idealism and devotion becomes evident to the personality, which begins to transcend the futility of preoccupation with the strictly human state. So Ray 6 restraint is working here with Ray 4's steadfastness. The composite effect for soul and personality is the steadfast attitude of the outer man, which complements the determination of the inner man to restrain himself from pursuing anything but that which is of the highest spiritual value. Idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed beautifully and harmoniously. Unyielding devotion and commitment to an ideal masters vacillation and pliability. Sincerity and one-pointed loyalty master ambivalence and divided loyalties. Faith and optimism prevail over personal ambivalences, moods, and negativity. Perceptive steadiness overcomes personal instabilities. There is often a strong tendency for one to fight to defend his ideals. Once personal combativeness is subdued and transformed into harmony, the ability to function harmoniously with others serves the realization of one's greatest dreams. One's highest ideals and yearnings are expressed through creative living and artistic expression, but the ideas are primary and the art is the form of expression. So here are some examples. We have Johnny Cash, a singer and composer whose work sparked a revival of interest in American country music. We have Arthur Sullivan right here. He was a composer with Gilbert, you know, all of the Gilbert and Sullivan work that's so popular. John Bunyan, he was a English Puritan minister and preacher. Leo Tolstoy, one of the greatest Russian novelists, a reformer, moral thinker, and religious Puritan. And then Harriet Beecher Stowe, she was a philanthropist, a moralist, and an author. All right, on to the Ray 6 soul versus the Ray 5 personality. So here it's a struggle between the soul's spiritual need to rise towards mystical union through prayer, aspiration, and faith, and that personality's desire to achieve knowledge exclusively by means of a concrete mind, a skeptical and doubting attitude which challenges the very existence of those spiritual realities the soul-inspired consciousness pursues. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include earnest spiritual aspiration versus pursuit of worldly knowledge, unbounded spiritual enthusiasm versus a cool mental attitude, borne along on waves of aspiration or inspiration versus plodding step-by-step approach to living. So here is the task of that Ray 6 soul to inspire the Ray 5 personality with respect for the intangible. When the soul controls, it aspires to achieve a quality of vision and inspiration that's inaccessible to the personality's mind, which is bent on understanding and manipulating concrete things. The personality doubts, it rejects the possibility of abstract, of intangible or mystical states. The soul seeks to have the personality take a leap of faith, but the common sense approach of the personality views such a leap as foolishness. The soul must persuade the self-assured personality that it doesn't know as much as it thinks it knows. The soul does this by presenting ideals that are so magnetic and inspiring that the personality will come to view what little they do know as just dry bones. Gradually, a vision arises of transcendent possibilities that can't be achieved through linear analytical processes. The man becomes motivated to ascend towards the ideal, and the mind becomes the servant of his idealism. So Ray 6 restraint is working here with Ray 5's goal of detachment. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the detachment of the outer man from his exclusive concern with superficial material phenomena, a detachment which complements the determination of that inner man to restrain himself from pursuing anything but that which is of highest spiritual value. Idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed through scientific pursuits. One's personal technological expertise is made available to fulfill one's highest dreams. One accomplishes or fulfills those dreams through technical abilities. utopia is to be achieved through science, but the vision is more important than the scientific application of that vision. Faith becomes more important than verification. Faith masters skepticism. Belief masters doubt. This individual believes before he knows, but may be inclined to use the scientific abilities to prove what he already accepts on faith. So this is also another one of the theological combinations that we've got here. Examples. Mary Baker Eddy, she is the discoverer and founder of the religious faith known as Christian Science. Jimmy Carter, he was the 39th president of the United States. He was a naval engineer by profession, but the idealistic vision of his soul compelled him to become a peacemaker. And while I found other more official pictures of him, I love this one the best because to me, it seems like his soul is shining through it. And then another example is Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of Spain during the latter part of the 15th century. All right, and now for the Ray 6 soul versus the Ray 7 personality. So here it's a struggle between the soul's spiritual need to escape from the confines of form and the personality's love of form and formality. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include ardent spiritual aspiration versus overattentiveness to the normal sphere of activity, the ability to reject all but the highest ideals, or encumbered by unnecessary social observations, easily moved by spiritual ardor versus the over-ritualization of life activities. And here it's the task of the Ray 6 soul to reach the Ray 7 personality, to teach the personality to detach from its anchorage in the physical form and to ascend into the realm of the formless, where it can value the possibilities of abstraction. The personality, however, loves form. The more tangible, the better. The personality wants patterned behavior, becoming preoccupied with maintaining those patterns, those rituals, and those routines. The soul demands freedom from these patterns by demonstrating to the personality that such patterns are prison. The personality will rebel against uncertainty of the faith-inspired way of life required by the soul and may become even more compulsive in the attempt to make life safer and materially secure. The personality will reach a point of surrender as the attraction towards a transcendent or mystical vision becomes irresistible. Then, with aspirational longing, it will reach away from its earthly anchorage towards that higher, formless, abstract dimension of consciousness. Here, Ray 6's goal of restraint is working with Ray 7's goal of orientation. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the outer man's orientation to the inner light, which complements the determination of the inner man to restrain himself from pursuing anything but that which is of the highest spiritual value. Idealism and one-pointed devotion are expressed practically through organizational work and in the institutional setting. Ideals are perfectly manifested. Idealism, the spirit of the thing, masters materialism. The love of abstract perfection becomes more important than any concrete expression of that perfection, but the ability to express the abstract ideal is pronounced. administrative and managerial abilities serve the complete actualization of the causes to which one is passionately devoted. A fine sense of form and organization ground and precipitate ideals which might otherwise tend to remain abstract. And so here are some examples. Thomas Becket, down here, Chancellor of England under Henry II. He was the Archbishop of Canterbury, St. Francis of Assisi, the founder of the Franciscan Order of Men and Women, St. Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, Colonel Oliver North. He was impeccably well-mannered zealot, allegedly responsible for most of what has become known as the Iran-Contra affair. And then the fictional character Don Quixote, the idealistic protagonist in Cervantes' novel. Okay, and I love to look at the countries here. DK tells us that Italy is a Re 6 soul and a Re 4 personality, and that it's ruled by Sagittarius, transmitting both the fourth and sixth rays. So it's connecting the two together, the soul and personality together here. Sagittarius expresses the one-pointed disciple, which DK describes as an undeviating aim of the Italian state to hold on to certain attitudes and determinations. So DK tells us that Re 4 is prominent in the destiny of Italy and that it will be coming into manifestation again after 2025. It's not currently in manifestation, but it's slowly coming in. So we saw this influence much earlier in Italy with the Renaissance, didn't we? With that magnificent Italian artist who reflected both the idealism, the devotion, and the beauty of this era, as we see here with these timeless paintings from Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Clovio, Botticelli, and Raphael. And while idealistic and devotional is Italy's Re 6 soul, the fourth and sixth ray combination can bring both the fanatical adherence to an ideal, the willingness to fight for it, as well as the harmonizing power in the aftermath. We've seen this process happening of the breaking down and the destruction of old forms prior to a new period of the incoming ray of four influence. And DK reminds us that as with individuals, so with nations, that as the reaction to the increasing influence of this soul ray is going to be accompanied by a breaking down period that is temporary and preparatory for the next stage ahead. So in closing, here's a good reminder to all of us. And this is something that DK told IBS, one of the many disciples who had a Re 6 personality. He said, in the manifestation of souls in time and space, there come lives wherein, at times, a soul problem, as the personality embraces it, becomes a dominant theme, and the whole incarnation, with definite points of intense crisis, is giving to the understanding of the problem and its solution. So when that happens to us, may we find the restraint that is necessary to calmly view the problem from the eyes of the soul as we look for that solution. Something to think about for each of us.